inspire, educate, connect. This is Yoga Digest, a vibrant community of passionate changemakers.
I'm Jen Bodner, and you're listening to Yoga Digest Now. We feature real people and real stories. Yoga Digest is your resource for inspiration, health, and well-being. Wake up to the now with tips from the experts on being the best you, achieving your goals, and finding balance for your mind, body, and soul. The time for living life fully is now. Hello, and thank you so much for joining the Yoga Digest Now podcast. This is episode 9, and it is my pleasure to visit with Nicole Moore today. She is a New York University educated life coach, love expert, and advisor extraordinaire. Nicole was featured on the Oscars this year, as well as many lifestyle TV programs and magazines. She's also a main speaker for Forbes Women. So, Nicole, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, where are you?
I say Los Angeles because we're moving to Los Angeles, but right now we're in San Diego. But for all intents and purposes, LA.
Got it. Lovely. Okay, so West Coast. Mm-hmm. Well, it is great having you on the podcast today. And I know we had been in communication for a while around Valentine's Day to discuss some topics. And now, of course, with COVID-19 dominating every conversation and every part of our life, we have made a little bit of a pivot here. But still, I think something that is not being talked about amongst all this, but like everybody's thinking it, and it's very relevant and important, and I think it's a lot more popular than anyone wants to admit, and that is relationships. And today, so we're going to talk about both ends of the spectrums as far as relationships go, right? Starting with couples, and then later on, we'll get around into dating, which should be interesting.
Yeah.
But for our couples at home who are adapting together to being with one another all day, and some with their families, like their kids, maybe having some challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have some ideas and solutions to share with our listeners today. But first, before we get into your advice, I'm just wondering what type of issues you might have heard about.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anytime we're sharing space with someone for an extended period of time, it's probable that challenges will come up, you know? And they say familiarity breeds contempt, and it's really true. Like, one of the things that helps couples have a healthy relationship is the ability to spend time apart from each other, actually, and clear their own energy field and be a person. And right now, we're kind of mushed. Everyone's mushed together if they're lucky enough to be in partnership with someone. So some things that I'm seeing happen are people are fighting about messes around the house, right? Like they're noticing it's as things pile up, things really pile up. Whether you're somebody who cleans your home on your own, or especially if you're somebody who is lucky and fortunate enough to have help, you know, like a cleaner come every now and then, messes are piling up. People are fighting about it because sometimes it's easier to fight and nitpick about the little details because we're so terrified of what's happening in the world, you know? And then there's also emotional burnout. So when we watch the news all day long, which most people are doing simply to stay informed, there's an emotional stress to that, right? And so people are experiencing high levels of emotional stress without their normal outlets to be able to dissipate the stress. So we're burned out. So couples are experiencing, you would think that it would be easier to connect in a way, being together all day long. But if you're glued to your own phone watching news, and the other person is glued to the phone or the TV watching news, and then you're both being somewhat emotionally traumatized by what you're witnessing, we can kind of go into our defense mechanisms, into our own little world, and connect. It's harder to connect, if that makes sense. And so, you know, people are on edge. People don't like other people in their personal space 24/7. It's easier to fight, basically, Jen.
Well, no, you said a couple of things that really stand out. And one is that the importance of having time away from one another. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad and my stepmom have been together a really, really, really long time. And I think they just celebrated their 36th anniversary. Wow. But they've actually been together for 46 years. And for the longest time, you know, my dad worked nights and my stepmom worked your typical, 9 to 5, but they were like passing ships. And I always, mm-hmm. I remember as a teenager thinking, gosh, that's so weird. Y'all never see each other. But I really, truly think that that contributed to the longevity of their relationship, because it is so important. So for those couples who are now, basically locked down, right? Sheltered in place together. What ways can they work to kind of find some separation and that space that's so needed?
Yeah, you have to take as much personal space as you can within your space. So I grew up in New York City in a, you know, 2-bedroom apartment with my mom, my dad, and my twin sister. And I had, you know, didn't have a lot of space. It wasn't like the tiniest apartment, but it was an apartment in New York City. So one thing I would do is when I wanted to study, I would literally put myself in the bath, but not with the bath on, you know, I would just sit in there in the bathtub, because that was my way of saying, like, I have to focus. And that sounds crazy, but what I really recommend to people is find any little space you can, even if you have to go and just tell your partner, like, listen, I'm going to go in the bathtub. I'm going to sit in here for 2 hours. There's nothing wrong. Just leave me be. Or stepping outside if you can, if you can even just step outside, if you have a porch, or you can, if you have a driveway, walking down to the driveway to get mail. You know, I really think that we there's something to this. If someone's in your energy field 24/7, it can feel oppressive, right? And we need to have our own space to restore our own sense of self and individuality, because when we get meshed in partnership, it's the opposite. It's not a good thing, actually. So take any space you can, even if you seem like a crazy person, or you have to kind of be militant and say, listen, here's my rule. Like, just don't come in the kitchen for 2 hours or whatever it is. Like, right now, communication is so very key. If you had an issue before with communicating your boundaries or your wants or your needs, you need to do it right now because it's the only way.
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought of something while you were, something you said, and that was, so for people who are not used to not only being with the same person, their spouse, their significant other, whatever, the whole day. Also lacking in our lives are those crucial relationships and interactions we have. Let's say if we were working in an office environment, mm-hmm. and we just don't have that same type of stimulation, what can you add to that, or what insight?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, this is why I love what people are doing with the virtual Zoom meetings with their friends and the happy hour with their friends, because one person is not meant to be your sole source. It never works, right? And so it's very boring if you're just like chatting with your husband or your boyfriend, even if or your girlfriend or partner, even if you love them all day. So I really recommend, if you do have friends, taking advantage of what people are doing right now, whether it's a Zoom meeting or another kind of meeting, and setting that virtual time with your friends. So you can step aside, you can talk about it with your friends. You know, there's so many opportunities now, even with virtual, therapists, for example, virtual coaches. There's so many opportunities where you can virtually talk to somebody else other than your partner. And what that's going to do is, even if it's just an hour, you can go back to your partner and actually have something to talk about, right? Because you can talk about what you talked about with your friends, but it's going to help you feel, like a whole person. And then when we have the separation from our partner, it makes us actually excited to come back together with them. So, like, for example, what I'm doing, I have a text thread all day long with a friend of mine, and we go back and forth and we're texting and we'll share gratitudes. We'll share what we're afraid of. So it's like I have this built-in support system that's aside from my husband. So I'm not throwing every single piece of what I'm feeling onto him. Of course, I'll talk to him, but I think everybody needs support outside of their partnership, especially at this time.
That's great. That's very, very sound advice. I'm super excited. I have a little Zoom meeting scheduled with a couple of my sorority sisters from college this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
And it's great. I'm super excited. But the thing that's really cool about it is one is in Denver, and then one is not too far away from me up here in the Metroplex. I'm in North Texas in the Dallas area. But we still don't get to see each other very often. And so this is giving us, like this whole pandemic is giving the three of us an opportunity to all get together when we would never see our friend right now in who lives in Denver. So you can really get creative and actually, you know, just see some real opportunity amongst all this. Same thing last night. I had a couple of friends doing some different yoga classes, and one was doing a class at 5:30 in Houston, and one was doing a class again here in Dallas around 7. And how often do you get to take yoga classes from your friends, you know, at the same time? So that's really great that you touched on that and mentioned that we definitely need to be checking in with other people and keeping those relationships alive. But just one step further with that. So something I've kind of heard about is these introvert types who aren't necessarily going to make the first move, but are feeling the loneliness of this because perhaps they're not getting reached out to as much as they need to. What do you have to say for that population who's just maybe not as comfortable with this new norm?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm an introvert too, but well, actually, I'm an introvert that has kind of turned into an extrovert lately, but I identified as an introvert for a very long time. And so the option for introverts is this. Go into your pre-existing patterns, read a lot of books, and feel very isolated, or respond to the calling in your heart right now. So I believe that this global crisis means many things. But one thing it means to me is that it's giving us the opportunity to look within and pay attention to what's within, and maybe to expand different parts of our being that we hadn't been focused on before. Introverts don't hate everyone, right? They enjoy connecting with the people that they really like, and they find it stressful to connect with a lot of people or to have small talk with a lot of people that they don't really like. But I think sometimes introverts can kind of do this thing. I did it where we kind of like shield out everyone in a way, and that's not really the truth. What we're looking for is really great connections with people who we really vibe with. So you have to face the fact that right now, the way to get the connection that you want is likely to take the first step and reach out. It's an invitation to push past the fear. And I would sit and I would ask myself, out of everybody that I could possibly reach out to, so if I'm afraid of reaching out to everyone, who do I feel if I reached out to them, they would have the most loving response? They would have the most welcoming response. Who's the safest person I could possibly think of? And I would do a little test and I would send a message to them saying, hey, like want to chat or whatever it is. And I would see, because I think, you know, right now we all kind of have to do things differently. And I think one of the things for introverts is, again, respond to the calling in your heart to have connection. And take a little step of bravery and reach out. And if somebody doesn't respond the way you want, it's not because of you. It's just because of whatever is happening, you know, with them.
That's really sound advice, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert or anyone, really. And I think that's something that is being brought up a lot is who, when I am able to spend time with people again, right? Who do I want to spend time with? Like first, and those are the people that you need to be sticking around. And I have heard a lot of talk about, wow, it's been kind of nice to get away from some of these people I didn't really want to be around, but was just forced to, and so distracted by the busyness of our lives. Now that you've had some time to kind of sit quiet with it, it's like, huh, some of this feels kind of good, and I'm going to keep some of this with me when coming out of this. And then the last piece that you mentioned earlier when I first asked you the question that we haven't touched on too much is the fact that people are in a small space together, or not necessarily a small space, but they are together all day. And they're also dealing with this trauma of this pandemic with so much uncertainty and this, you know, unprecedented time, the word of the year, right? Mm-hmm. Just touching on that a little bit about having to deal with this, especially when you think of like a couple where maybe one is like the strong one all the time and maybe not having that avenue to work with that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that anybody who's lucky enough to be staying at home with someone else, first of all, needs to be in gratitude for that, because the flip side of being annoyed is recognizing how lucky you are. So if you're with someone right now and you're getting annoyed or whatever's happening, or you're having a lot of emotion, literally just sit for a moment and think about, my audience is filled with hundreds of thousands of single women who are messaging me, I'm lonely, I'm worried that like this is going to push back me being able to be a mother because I'm like 39 and now I have to be in quarantine. I mean, I'm hearing all of this, you know, and I'm hearing the screams of loneliness from women. And I'm sure men are feeling the same thing too, right? So if you take a moment and you think about other people out there who are in situations where they're alone, it's automatically going to make you have more compassion and love for your partner. So no one really likes to deal with strong emotions. Often when our partner is experiencing strong emotions, it can be uncomfortable for us because we just want to make it better. And when we're experiencing our own emotions, it can be uncomfortable. So when two people are experiencing strong emotions within themselves, then they also might be having a reaction to the other person's display of emotions, you know? That's when it can get a little hairy. So what I recommend for anyone is first, before you talk to your partner about anything, sit, connect with your heart, and ask, what am I really feeling about what's going on? What am I really afraid of? Where don't I feel safe? Feel into those questions for yourself and bring some awareness. And then ask yourself, what do I need to feel better within this situation? So obviously, everything's not going to change right now. And some people are irreparably changed because of this, right? But what do I most need to feel better? How can I give that to myself? And then, is there anything I can request of my partner? So again, this time is calling us to be really reflective, but also really responsible with our communication. So I'll communicate with my husband, you know what I mean? I'll say, listen, when I go into the grocery store, I feel like I get really anxious because I pick up on anxiety and everyone's in masks. So I just need you to give me a break for the next half hour. If I snap at you, I'm sorry. It's just I've picked up the emotion from the grocery store. So because I know that about myself and I communicate that to him, it doesn't really turn into a fight. You know what I mean? And if anything, he's already tipped off to, if she goes into the grocery store, he's going to be a little bit freaked out. So what can I do to make her feel better? You know? And I think that if you're the person that's used to taking up all of the emotional room and you have someone who typically is very, you know, let's just say strong, know that they have emotions too, because every human being experiences the same emotions. Some let them out more than others. So I think in a partnership, it's a really smart idea, not in a codependent way, but just in a real human caring way, to think about what might my partner need right now in order to feel more safe and more loved, and then just try and give it to them. And if you focused on giving love to someone else, the beautiful thing is we can't be in a state of fear and a state of love at the same time. So when you're focused on how can I love or help someone else, for that moment, it's going to help you kick yourself out of your own fears.
That was great. That was beautiful. You cannot be, what did you say? In the same, love and fear cannot be.
Yeah. You can't be there at the same time. Like they're love and fear are not exactly friends, right? they're, so, and this is, you know how I learned this, honestly, I went through a breakup with, let's just call him an emotionally abusive narcissist who cheated on me multiple times, and we'll leave it there. I went through a breakup. I was still a love coach at the time. Like, my business was going, I was helping women get married, and I was going through this horrible breakup. So talk about like emotional turmoil, right? But what I had clients at the time that I had to serve, and I had to be there for them, and I wanted to be there for them. So I literally would like wake up in the morning, cry. And then the second I had a call, I put all my energy and attention on serving that person. And I realized, oh my God, like, it was like every call I did, every person I helped, my own fear and everything was releasing because I just wasn't focusing on it for the time that I was focusing on my client, you know? Mm-hmm. And so there's a quote by, I don't know what her name is, but it says, if you're feeling helpless, help someone. And I think it's really, really true. It's super helpful.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And you mentioned a little bit earlier that on the opposite end of the spectrum, for these people who might, you know, be feeling uncomfortable with their spouse or significant other sharing space with them, then there's that other population of people who are extremely lonely. And that is the single ladies and gentlemen and people of the world. And it says that you are actually encouraging people to continue. Mm-hmm. I mean, so dating and online dating, is this really going on here during all mm-hmm. of the?
Oh yeah, it is. It is. I literally got a message yesterday from one of my clients. I met this amazing guy. We've been video chatting for 4 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited to meet. Like, this is what I'm telling like the people that follow me. Listen, your heart has not stopped. You're still alive. And the desire is still in there. So it's just like anything. I'm the kind of person that I don't believe that the universe or whatever forces are out there is ever saying, no, you can't have what you want. And this situation is the reason why. I always see everything that's happening in this moment as part of the manifestation of what you want, and that includes love too. So if we look at what's happening right now and we don't make the decision that because I'm staying at home, that means my love life has to be on pause and I'm not gonna be able to find someone, but we open up and we say, what if this is part of the manifestation story? So if manifesting means I want to find someone and the end manifestation is poof, my dream husband or dream wife or dream partner has appeared. Most people think of it as, you know, I want it, and then it's only manifesting when that person is here. I see everything that's happening as part of the process, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at it that way, you can say, this must be happening in my love life right now for a reason. There's something that's meant to shift within me, open up within me, for me to receive the love that I want. Maybe it's time for you to go online and get over your fears of online dating. And it's really safer now because, you know, if you're talking to a creep, guess what? You can figure it out before you even have to meet them. You know what I mean? Like, but
that's true. That's true.
It's time. I think the main thing is that your love desire is not dying or on hold because of what's happening right now. It's just about approaching it differently. I mean, I met my husband on Tinder, so I'm certainly not at all anti-online dating, but I've heard from thousands upon thousands of women who are. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because here's my real thing with online dating, okay? This is how I see it. I see online dating as the quickest and easiest way in the world to get feedback about your thoughts, your limiting beliefs, your energies, and your underlying expectations about your dating experience. If you want to know what's actually inside of you, put up an online dating profile. Because what you will get reflected back to you is a representation of what's within. So most people think, this is just the way it is. I went online and everyone was crappy, right? And this is just the way it is. And my viewpoint is, no, it's not the way it is. This might be what you're receiving right now. However, you can change what you receive online. I know this 100% to be true because I've seen it with a lot of women. So take what, like, it's kind of like throw up a profile and notice what you get without judgment and without judging yourself as wrong. But I would take it as feedback. And if I didn't like what I was receiving back, I would get real with myself. What are my expectations? What are my beliefs? And what do I need to shift in order to have a different experience? That's all the energetic side, of course. That has nothing to do with the practical dating side. Mm-hmm. But what I want people to know is that the energetic side really can shift your online dating experience for sure.
What a great perspective. And wow, like, ouch, huh? got really real there. Uh-huh. Do you have any dating websites that you recommend to your clients? Can you say that?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I'm partial to Tinder. So here's the thing. I like the apps where you can just swipe, you know, and where it's very easy to meet with a lot of people. I like where you can go on your instinct and go on your intuition and swipe, and then talk to the people who you have a connection with. For me, I find it easy. I don't think there's any like one specific site where it's like, there's guaranteed more quality people. I literally know people who've met on every single dating site. Mm-hmm. What I would say to people is test out the different ones and notice which site you feel the best on. But, you know, again, with the energy. So before I opened up my Tinder profile, I would repeat to myself over and over again, I am the woman who only attracts the highest quality men online. I am the woman who only attracts relationship ready men online. So I was kind of priming myself that that's what I would see. And that's really what I recommend you do. Like before you even open up an app or anything, prime yourself to be in the energetic state of the thing you want to receive rather than just like, you know, throwing yourself on there and seeing what you can get.
Great. Yeah. And then there's just some of those people who, you know, don't want anything to do with the online dating. And what do you have to say to that population?
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you really don't want an online date, you're not going to online date, you know? So then, I mean, I would still be flirting. Listen, I went to I swear to God, the guy at the grocery store was flirting with me yesterday. But it's because I'm still looking people in the eye right now. Like it's crazy to me when I go outside and it's like the feeling that I'm having is that other people are perceiving other people as the enemy, right? Yeah. Like, oh, you might infect me. You're the enemy. I'm not saying don't take precaution and be safe, but from my perspective, that kind of seems to be the vibe right now. Mm-hmm. So if you are a person who, yeah, you might have your mask on and you might have your gloves on and you might be sanitizing, but you're looking people in the eye and you're smiling and you're still connecting, I guarantee some people are going to meet that way.
Yeah.
They were just friendly and smiling. So you can do that. You can be you can call it a flirty mode or just a happy, energetic, open mode when you're out. You know, if you see a cute guy or a cute girl, smile at them from 6 feet away, maybe crack a joke to them about something. Like, you can still send an icebreaker out. People can hear you from 6 feet away. You can still flirt from 6 feet away if you'd like to. So you can do that. Or you can use this time to focus on clearing yourself and really getting ready for that relationship and telling yourself, I'm going to use this time to kind of go on a cleanse. If there's any lingering emotions, if there's anything attached to an ex, if there's anything within me that's having, let's just say, not the most positive expectation about my love life, this is the time to go within and get your journal out. And you could use it as a really healing time if you don't want to use it as a dating time.
That's great. I got a really nice package from your publicist. Mm-hmm. And inside of this gift, so much fun stuff. Like, I've got this, I guess these are some of your partners' that you work with, Janelle Renee, and you sent me like this, I am sexy tea and essential oil. And I've got this nice like crystal and this Palo Santo smudge stick, which I'm so excited to dig into. But you also sent this Love Answers Oracle deck. And I could probably just read through the instructions and figure this out. But tell me, explain to me how this works. So I have this big deck of like oversized, beautiful cards. They have like little kissing lips kind of embossed in them. And like the first one I see says, just says, attract from wholeness.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do I mean, is this just like my mantra? Is this, how do these work exactly?
Okay. So I'll tell you about the Love Answers Oracle card deck. So if you're at all, familiar with Oracle card decks, I mean, there's like tarot decks, there's different kinds of decks, but basically how I see it is a way to connect within and to connect your intuition to get guidance. In the case of the Love Answers Oracle card deck, it's specifically geared to guidance about your love life. So what you do is you kind of take a deep breath. You could either shuffle the cards or you could spread them out, you know, face down. So you can't see what the cards say. And you're going to ask a question about your love life. So if you're in a relationship, it might be, I don't know, should I stay? If you're single, it might be, what's getting in the way of me attracting in the love of my life, or whatever question you have about your love life. And you're going to let your intuition guide you to pick either one card or two cards. We have a one card spread in the deck, or a two card or a three card spread. And you're going to kind of feel which card is pulling you. And you're going to pick the card, and you're going to look at the message on the front of the card. And then you're going to go to the guidebook. And in the guidebook, there's a description of what the card means. There is a journal prompt, so you can sit with your journal and really kind of dive in and do some healing. And then there's a mantra. So if you pulled the attract from wholeness card, the message would really be about, you've been trying to attract a partner from a space of lack within, or maybe insecurity, or just not feeling the best, thinking that if I find someone, then I'm finally going to feel better. And the message is, when you take the time to feel whole within, you're going to attract a much healthier partner in the first place.
Got it. Well, wow. How fun is this? Okay. Yeah. And a little painful at the same time.
Yeah, I know cards are that way, by the way. Like, so, I mean, as you can tell from my style, Jen, like I'm really like about fierce love. So, because what I want is for everyone who comes into my world to have the relationship that they want, you know? And what I know is that sometimes it takes inner work. But some of the cards in the deck are like, they say it's coming, or true love, or soulmate, or there's also very, or you're the prize, you're worthy. So there's also very affirmative cards. What I love about the deck is that you're going to get what you need. If you need to be affirmed of your worth that day, I promise you, you're going to pull that kind of card. If you need to be warned that the kind of person you're dating isn't the best, you might pull the emotionally unavailable card. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know, like it seems to have a life of its own, honestly. And, and women use the cards and they're just like, whoa, but it's not like magic. It's not like, it's just like, I feel like it's just law of attraction, really. You're just
kind of some tools here.
Yeah.
Open stuff up. Yeah, no, well, thank you. And so, Nicole, what do you have going on? I mean, where can we find you? What would you like for our listeners to know about what you can offer to them, and just what you got going on?
Yeah. Well, first, we have a plethora of free content. so much free content out there, which I love for people to dive into and take advantage of, because it's free and anybody can get value. So you can find me on YouTube at Nicole Moore Love on there. You can find me on Instagram also at Nicole Moore Love. We have a podcast that's incredible. If you like, obviously you like podcasts, if you're listening to this, It's called Love Works with Nicole Moore. It's on iTunes. And, you know, my website, we have a ton of blogs and free resources. That's loveworksmethod.com. And then, you know, we also have a ton of programs from every price point. And whether you want to attract someone or you want to get better dates or you want to have confidence or you're really ready to find the one, we have a bunch of different options. We have an online dating guide. We kind of have something for everyone at every stage and also, you know, at every budget level for sure.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. You shared some really valuable, powerful information with me anyway. I learned a lot. So thank you so much. And we'll look forward to seeing you again.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye.